Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today. Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Ravi Reddy, who is the CEO at MHS Labs in Monroeville. Ravi, appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you. Thank you. Glad to be here.
First of all, tell us on a typical day, what does MHS Labs do here in the Pittsburgh area?
We are a full-service laboratory. We do. The laboratory has been there since 1993. We do traditional testing, just like cholesterol or your any other traditional testing. We also do molecular diagnostic. In last couple of years, molecular diagnostic has taken a lead, replacing or adding to the traditional culture-based test where, for example, whether you have flu or whether it's bacterial infection or fungal infection or UTI, they're all traditionally done using culture-based tests where a specimen is taken from a patient and it is tried to replicate it in an incubator in the lab, which takes a couple of days to get the result. Over the years, PCR technology, the real-time polymers chain reaction, is also known as quantitative polymers chain reaction. It is a faster, more accurate. It only takes a couple of hours to respond to culture-based tests when you do on a molecular PCR test. So that same technology, because COVID-19 is a respiratory illness. It's a viral disease. So that same technology is applicable to test. So we have the technology already in our laboratory for it. So it was very easy for us to implement this. But the struggle is getting the supplies. Whenever a new pathogen comes to detect, you need primers and probes and other extraction kits that require to do the test. So that's where the shortage is coming right now.
And President Trump said that he is cutting red tape for various coronavirus-related treatments and tests, etc. What has been the biggest obstacle, or is currently your biggest obstacle to your company and its quest to test for COVID-19?
Is the supply. One of the main shortage is in order to collect the sample, you need a collection device. In this case, you use a swab that you swab inside your nose, and then you need a viral transport where after you collect the swab, you stick the swab in the viral transport so that liquid inside the transport keeps the sample stable so that it goes to the laboratory for testing. So that has been a major difficulty obtaining them. One, because since the COVID-19 came, the swabs are usually for, if we use it for other respiratory illnesses, the swab usually costs $1.50, $1.75. There are numerous vendors. You call one vendor, there'll be 10 vendors standing there to send the swab in a day or two. Now the same swab is costing anywhere from $7 to $14.
Wait a minute. You're talking about a swab that we would see. It's like an extended stick, right? Of all things,
yes.
There's a global shortage of these swabs, and they're charging up to $10 per?
$14. Not just the swab, along with the viral transport kit.
But you're saying typically that price is much, much lower. So this
$1.50 to $2. That's the max I ever paid till February 29th. From March 1, they went skyrocket. Either you pay premium price or you're not going to get it. Right now, we are paying premium price to get the swab and the kit to go with it.
Well, I think, what do you think, Kevin? That sounds like price gouging to me.
Yeah, it seems like it. I'm sure the supplies are low, but my goodness, I mean, it's basically a glorified Q-tip from what we're looking at, plus the transport device that Ravi has mentioned, Mr. Reddy has mentioned.
That's correct. I mean, I wish there was a stricter enforcement from the to not to raise. I don't see any price increase on any medical device from whatever the prices were on February 29th, there is no reason to change the price in the month of March. Mm-hmm. Absolutely no reason whatsoever. Whether it's coming to equipment, whether it's coming to any of the supplies. But if you go to the main supplier like BD or Thermo Fisher or McKesson, they're not price gouging. It's the middle brokers who purchase them in quantities or
right.
Holding them. They are the ones.
Well, we need to get you in touch with U.S. Attorney Brady, who we had on last week, who discussed exactly this kind of thing, especially when it comes to the medical profession, because you could be running about 1,000 COVID tests a day. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So, yeah, we gotta make sure we can get you some help on that end, Ravi.
And thank you.
Go ahead.
Another problem is these suppliers, like what I mentioned, thermal national suppliers. Some of these kits were allocated to numerous laboratories. But CDC, because of the presidential order, all the supplies are going to the federal agency that they will distribute it. It's kind of confusing how that trickles down to each individual state and local community, those supplies coming back to federal program, because right now it seems like they're targeting hotspots in the country. But eventually, entire country will be a hotspot.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us, and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.